Now back to the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
It was a little bit of delay where we both off on that one.
Yeah, I think so.
I think you jumped in too soon.
I'm trying to anticipate.
We should play it again. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
God, I can hear the delay in there. You know what? I'm so sick of being at home. This is ridiculous. This is so annoying.
I'll cancel some internet here. No, I can't because I got sports up. Here, I'll just... Hang on. All right, here we go. I think we should be right. You know what? It's Facebook. What is up with Facebook? Why is it? It's just my computer screams every time I put up Facebook. It's like it's trying to get so much information on one page for some reason.
It's because they're stealing all of your data. Facebook is garbage. Kiki was watching the Social Network the other day, that movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie, but you just realize, like, God, he was a piece. He's a piece of garbage. Zuckerberg, like, this all started because he was angry at hot chicks. Like, that's it.
It's very true.
He's a dork that was like, I'm gonna get back at this. You know, it's like, God, he was a jerk, and he's got millions. Is he a billionaire? I don't know if he is or not.
Oh,
but anyway.
Are you kidding, dude? He's like,
because I think he lost a bunch, didn't he? Mark,
nah,
let me look this up.
No, he's worth like, I'm pretty sure he's worth like $30 billion now, 25 maybe.
God, is he really worth that much?
Yeah.
He's the fifth richest person in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, he's up there, bro.
82.6.
$82.6 billion?
$1 billion, yep.
Woo, skip. You know, he sold that WhatsApp app.
Remember that? He sold that for
like $8 billion or something.
Some ridiculous.
$5 billion maybe. Anyway, the guy, he's made some good decisions in his life. He's well off.
Have you ever seen that picture? He looks like a straight up alien, bro.
The one that like the video where he's there's some conspiracy videos out there on Zuckerberg.
Well, the one video I think you're talking about is when he was testifying in front of like Congress or whatever, and it's like they were doing the things like him like computing like, okay, now take a sip of water, very good, look this way, look up, look down. I'm gonna send this to you, Walt, because I want to get your alien photo.
Wait, Zuckerberg alien photo, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, just look it up right now, dude. Okay. Like he looks. Like someone took like a selfie with him, and it's mind blowing. It's like, dude, you look like an alien, man.
Yeah.
God, where's it at?
Yeah,
or look
a
up
bunch
like
of them
alien.
Here.
So dude, we'll get the morning dump eventually. That's fine.
Just the picture of this guy. He does. He did. I think I found it. I don't trust him one bit. God,
not one bit. Anyway, all right, before we talk more, you know he's listening to all this, too. Like, he's going to come knock down our door, like, send incriminating, like, evidence. I was like, oh, yeah, you want to talk trash about me? I gotcha.
You like getting probed? You want to get probed?
You're going to get probed, talking dude. About me. Here it comes. Zuckerberg phone home. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic, clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. According to a new study, 47% of major sporting events in 2020 will be canceled. That's going to be $61.6 billion less than they were expecting to make.
God, it's like we didn't ever realize. I mean, we had an idea how much sports brought in, but when it's canceled, it's like, holy cow, man, that's crazy, half, dude. Too. That's half. So we'll say half of sports are canceled, and that's what you say, 61 bill?
$61.6 billion less they're going to be earning.
Wow.
Man.
$122 billion a year in sports.
That's nuts, dude. Bananas.
Wow. So, right. Yeah.
There you go.
What do you think about? Well, I'm going to tighten the rope a little bit. What do you think about football? Is it going to happen?
I hope to God. I hope to God it does. Here's the thing. Here's why I hope football happens. I hope it happens. I know we can talk about this sports, but we're in it now. You can do it with that, because I honestly, as much fun as it is going to a game for the atmosphere, let's be honest, we all enjoy it more watching it on TV. Because when you're at the game, you're overpaying for beer, you don't get all the action, you watch about half of it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And unless it's like a super major game where like a huge outcome, like when we went to the Packers-Lions game in Detroit and that decided who was going to win the conference that year, who was going to win the division that year. It was a big deal, and you know the Packers. Like it, for me, that was a lot of fun because I was in enemy territory. I was across enemy lines. But for the most part, though, I want to be able to sit, drink cheaper beer, and you know, have room and not deal with the weather and be able to see everything in the replays. So yeah. So with that said, if they can still do it and just no fans in the stands, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
You know how weird Sundays are going to be without football?
Yeah,
if that's what happens.
What am I do? Go to church? Like some?
Yeah,
ridiculous. All right.
What else? We'll see.
We'll see what happens. Companies are getting better and better at infusing weed into tonics, teas, and waters because it's mostly illegal to mix an alcohol and marijuana. This stuff is non-alcoholic. Even if some of it tastes like wine and beer. Customers are definitely asking for it in the market. It's doubled over the past 2 years. Have you ever drank weed, Hunter?
No, not a fan. I know people love the edibles. I know they love the you know, the candies and the brownies and the cookies. And I just, not a fan.
Yeah.
It's different. And I don't like how it sneaks up on you like Batman. You know, it's like because you forget. You forget. Yeah. You do that. You do it. And then 45 minutes later, you're like, whoa. Oh, yeah. And then it comes full force. Boom. It just hits you like a freight train.
You remember, like, I thought I was doing something. Wasn't I supposed to do something today? Whoa.
You know what, though? A lot of people love it, man, and it helps a lot of people. A lot of people don't like to smoke, and I understand that part of it.
Yeah.
But
drinking it, though, like, I don't know. Like, I guess it's just, it's a different form of edible, I guess.
So. It would definitely hit you faster.
I think so. Oh, for sure. You know, it's like that shot right to the dome. I just smoke it. Just roll it in a joint.
I always like the way stems. I always like the way you put it. You're like, you know, if I smoke it, I can throttle it. Yeah. I know what I'm getting. You know, if you know how to keep it in a certain
level when you smoke it. You can just... Right. There you go.
I'm good.
I'm not going to go to the moon unexpectedly, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay 2 feet on the ground.
But then Josh will give you his edible, and you're not sure if it's 5 milligrams or 500. You're just kind of taking a crab shoot there.
Yeah. Well, you know, too, and it's like, oh, yeah, I mixed it up. You know, each bite is different. You know, it's not like it's a – but most of the times, unless you're going to, like, a reputable place, yeah, if it's something from your buddy, it's like, well, I'm not sure how this batch turned out. We're going to see you here. Just take a bite. It's like, no, I'm absolutely not going to do that. Get out of here.
One nibble, I'm stoned. Two nibbles, I'm to the moon. It's just – there's too much of a –
There's too much wiggle room in that science right there. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.